Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, Celebrating His Victory. May 12, His Identity. The record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham. Matthew 1, verse 1. I asked the cemetery representative if they would allow me to bring a key and bury it along with my father and mother. As an only child, it was extremely difficult to lose both of my parents in a short time. As the place was opened to lay the remains of my father next to my mother's, I placed the key in their grave. Jesus said that He has the keys of death. He will be the next one to open my parents' tomb and will see the key I placed there because I believe He will fulfill His resurrection promise. Praise God! His promises are everything. Matthew starts his gospel announcing that Jesus is the long-awaited deliverer who was promised throughout the Jewish scriptures, Old Testament. By using the title Messiah in Matthew 1 verse 1, which is Christos, Christ in Greek and means the Anointed One, Matthew reminds us that Jesus comes as the fulfillment of the covenantal promises of God. This theological title of Jesus as the awaited Anointed One appears several times in this gospel, even in the first chapter. Matthew also mentions that Jesus is the descendant of David and Abraham, both pivotal names in God's covenant with Israel and with all the nations of the earth. He repeats the same two important names, David and Abraham, at the end of his genealogical introduction. Matthew will allude to the Old Testament prophecies several times. On some occasions, he will use what we call a prophetic formula in which he starts the verse by stating, "This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet." For example, Matthew 1, verse 22, and Matthew 2, verse 15. Surely, Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promises to send a deliverer. It is difficult for us to grasp how much this would have meant to Matthew's predominantly Jewish audience, which had awaited the promised Messiah for centuries. For us, this verse is a reminder that God is truly faithful to His promises, and that as He fulfilled His promise in Jesus' first coming, He will do it again in Jesus' second coming. You can count on that.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!